People often ask me, God forbid they say, you're quite the ladies' man. What's your secret? Well, you too can be swimming in women, afloat in seas of ovaries. But more importantly, knowing whether behind those pretty eyes you have a diamond in the rough, or colored contact lenses in a rough stripper named Diamond. Let's recreate the scene. Make believe you're at a table seat, talking playfully to the waitress at your local place to eat. Way beneath the apron, Maybelline, smell of eggs and cheese, bacon grease. She's a babe, an eight at least. You wanna push the plate of quesadillas off the table and spread them angels' wings. But you can't say a thing. If you don't do well with women, they sell prescription drugs on television. May cause loss of appetite, malnutrition, dizzy spells, and different bells will ring in. And that's where I come in and give them a little extra help to get them. You see, confidence is key when entering any situation. We all have insecurities, so why not build your confidence on the insecurities of others? The drunker you are, the easier it is to get laid, but the harder it is to... You may have to picture what it is this month. Whoever you've been thinking of, the girl at the Pizza Hut, midgets, nuns, whatever little miss it was. And with a little hard work, a little luck, if you haven't given up, maybe you can get it up. Now a fuck's supposed to be fun, instant gratification, a roller coaster. But no one wants to get stuck over and over going home to the roller coaster. It's hard to watch your shows and do your homework. And when the ride you rode is over, it'll cost more than a roller coaster. So hold out. I know how warm and good it feels, but it's getting crowded round here. Please hold out. If it's not the one you want to stay with, you can avoid the face, but not the abbreviation taking payments from your paycheck. You can do it. Pull out. Men have what I call a Columbus complex. Other people may have been there, but we still want to feel like we discovered it. So don't tell the number that you've done it with. Your summers in Columbia when you were young and did a bunch of dumbish rambunctious kids. Wait for the second date to cuff the wrists. Sponges, rubber gloves, and whips, oven mitts. Now a well-trimmed personal area, that's nice, but why is she so ready? You don't suppose that she never knows when she might show somebody? Now think of that before you go steady. Or maybe at your own wedding. If she's your girlfriend, leave her alone with your friends. Now I don't expect no version, but let him try to screw her. If she's flirting or she puts on, then it works, man. Get rid of her and get yourself a new girlfriend. Remember, the currency exchange rate. At this party, she's an 8. At the club, a 7. My apartment, a 10. Environment dictates. The morning after, she may slip to a 3. Cause some things are better just to less for.
This concludes the introductory segment of the God Forbid Self-Help Collection.
Hey, sing with other races. Help out international relations.
For further behavioral instructions, consult the nearest strip club and or liquor store. Thank you, and enjoy yourself.
Filled with good people. But what good is good in times like these?